is, because if you turn to 1 Peter 5:8, Peter reminds us that we ought to be sober, praise God, and that we ought to be vigilant.
Yes, sir.
He said, because your adversary,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he said, the devil, praise God, he who is as a roaring lion, seeketh and he walketh about,
yes,
seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
Amen. I want to remind us today, praise God, that my brothers and my sisters, that our real adversary, our real enemy, praise God, is the devil, and we have to be prepared to fight in this spiritual warfare every day of our life. Somebody say, well, he might be the devil, but it was my neighbor who called me a name.
Yeah. Yeah.
But can I straighten something out here? I need to straighten something out to all groups of people who are here today. I want to say to the old people, praise God, sickness and disease is not your enemy. The devil is your enemy. I want to say to the not so old, praise God, that your boss on your job is not your enemy. The devil is your enemy. I need to say to these young adults, those who are in college and those who are in high school, it's not your college professor, it's not your teacher, it's not the principal who's the enemy. Praise God. The devil is the enemy. And I got to say to those who are real young, who are not able to be in school, or they may be in elementary school, your parents are not your enemy. Praise God, the devil is your enemy. And the devil will use things that will get to every last one of us. I don't care how sanctimonious you may think you are. Amen. You see, our text says that the devil uses a thing that called wow. You know what that word wow from is? A Greek word that means methodi, which really means deceit.
Yes.
Which merely means craftiness, really means trickery, really means methods. It really means the strategies, praise God, that Satan will use to wedge his wall against each and every last one of us. Praise God, he will do everything that he can to divide and to deceive and to capture the believer. Praise God. And this includes sending false teachers to trick and to deceive believers. Praise God. Because I remember Jesus saying in John 10:10, he said, a thief cometh but to rob, to steal, and to destroy. Praise God. But I come that they may have life, and they might have it more abundantly. So you see, the strategies of Satan was to wedge his wall against the believer, praise God, and it was meant to steal, it was meant to kill, and it was meant to destroy every last one of us.
Yes, sir.
Praise God, we are in a battle. We are in a battle. We are in a battle. Amen. Somebody said, well, what are some of the ways that Satan will do this? Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, for example, amen, one of the strategies that he uses to he appeal to the lust of the eyes. Oh, yeah. If a believer is weak in a certain area, Satan will see to it that something crosses his eyes or her eyes. Praise God. And something that will be appealing to the flesh or to the pride of life. Praise God. It could be something.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise the Lord. God, we thank you today. We praise you. We give you glory, honor for what you're doing on this day. We thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for this broadcast. We love you in Jesus' name. Now, we should continue on with our message from previous week. I just can't get out of it right now because it is so much. It is praying for your life with David. And on last week, we shared a little bit, but I'm just going to go ahead and try and go to the ending verses starting from the 7th verse. Amen. It is so awesome. And every time I think about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I thank God. I don't feel like running and shouting all the time, but just to have his peace down on the inside, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's why I want to tell of his goodness. I thought I wrote the book that it will do the telling for me. But the Lord say, no, you're not finished yet. I want you to go to wherever I send you. I want you to lift up my name. I want you to give me glory. I want you to tell it. Praise the Lord. And so I feel like David also, when he said, David in Psalms 32:3, when I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. I tried sitting around and not, I'm like, okay, Lord, you got the book. And so they're buying it. They can read my testimony. But God said, I want you to be a living testimony, holy, acceptable unto me, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. And I love him so much. And I thank him for knowing who he is. And I don't know everything about him, but each day I pray to learn a little more and a little more about the Lord. And we stopped at verse 3. It reads, verse 3, Psalms 27:3. In that verse, I'm not going to read, we already read it, but know that God is bigger than any problem you face. Amen. David says this is true no matter how large the target. Praise. I shared about my husband in the war, how nothing was too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. So we had confidence to know God can do anything but fail. Some people might feel they can handle small problems. Others feel they can handle fairly large problems. But we all reach a limit where our problems become bigger than what we can handle on our own. What then? David says, if God is your stronghold, it doesn't matter how great the problem gets. I don't know how many people who would be confident going, praise the Lord, different from the attitude in prayer David models for us here in this psalm. Amen. In this psalm, we find absolute trust and confidence in the midst of trials. Amen. And then I left off with come to God with a singleness of heart. How I love praising the Lord. I had got so many victories from just praising the Lord. When I go to the sanctuary of the Lord, I don't know, it seemed like as soon as I enter in at the door, just feel his presence, and the joy just comes, and I just can't help but to magnify him for what he's already done for me. And we used to sing a little song back in the day when we were coming up. I don't know, like, you don't know like I know what he's done for me. So let me tell it what he's done for me. Came in, saved my soul, that's what he's done for me. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. That's what he's done for me. Amen. Amen. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added. Amen. When Solomon asked God that question, or when God asked Solomon that question, Solomon asked for wisdom to rule God's people. But God liked that answer. But I think he liked David's answer even more. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. This is one thing that David wanted at all costs. This was David's great pearl of great price. Amen. And I pray that it is mine also, because I truly love to praise the Lord. And even when I'm at home alone, I'll put on some praise music. If I'm feeling down and out alone, I'll put on some praise music, and I just begin to just praise myself happy. Praise the Lord. I'll hear some preaching, and I'll just start praising the Lord in my house. Amen. And before you know it, the burdens be lifted, and I just feel like going on a little further in Jesus' name. And God is so good. So I'm trying to get down to 13, 14 verses, which were my really key verses that I wrote in the book. But let me see how far that we can get on today. I may have to continue on to next week, because now 7 verses. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. So David really, this is a prayer that he was praying. But he couldn't pray that prayer unless he really knew who the Lord was or who God is, and know that God had answered his prayer already before. Sometimes we just have to cry out here. Sometimes things, a situation in life may come so heavy or so hard on our lives that all we can do sometimes is just groan. And the Lord here, he knows. Hear, O Lord, hear, hallelujah, when I cry with my voice, and the Lord will come to our rescue. He will come to our aid. Praise the Lord. He will not allow us to be tempted no more than we can bear. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's always right on time, God. Amen. So then the book goes on to tell a little bit about, oh, you just have to get it. You can go on Amazon.com. You can call me again to get the book, so that you can really just read a little part of my testimony and how going through the Lord wanted me to be reminded of what he had already done for me, that I wouldn't be discouraged and give up no matter how things in life may try to come against me. I can always read back and see what he did in that situation, and that knowing that he will do the same in whatever situation I'm facing now. I told someone once I had to repent. I'm like, I think I've seen just about a little, or been through just about a little everything under the sun. But then on a few weeks ago, oh no, something happened. I'm like, oh, I repent, Lord. I thought I had been through everything most you could name under the sun. But when that came up, I realized then that, oh no, that devil never stops. So we got to keep on trusting the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God is just so awesome. Remember that his ears are attended to his saints. Even if you don't know him, get to know him. He says, seek him while he may be found. Amen. He's just waiting to hear your call, waiting to hear your cry with a sincere heart. He did for us back then when we got saved. He was just waiting for us. He just let us go through all of that, through all of the partying, the drinking, and the homong and everything that we were going through with. He just let us go through that. And when we got tired and when we went through the experience of our little one, then he began to step in. And even the enemy through her one night had said, well, I'm going to destroy Houston. And oh, we were really shaking and scared by then. And we're like waiting, couldn't wait till the next morning. We're like, should we warn the city or what? But God is almighty, all powerful. And so that morning we were like waiting, but nothing happened. And that's when we found out the devil is a liar. The thief in St. John 10:10, the thief coming not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came, hallelujah. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. And I love this morning, the Lord began to encourage my heart with Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That means he's waiting. He's ready to give it to you. All you have to do is ask him. Whatever that situation is today, whatever you may be going through, try Jesus. He will answer prayer. Trust him, to have that unconditional trust in him. And you know, he won't allow you to be tempted that which you are able. I keep saying it because so many situations, that's 1 Corinthians 10:13. It seems like when the enemy comes to eat up your flesh, they always will stumble and fall. It would be different if they come and knock you down, eat up your flesh. But the enemy can't do that because the Lord already got a hedge around you. The Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. So we